Another top U.S. official is on a high-profile trip today. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is in Libya. Her visit includes a meeting with Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. He was once shunned by the United States as a dangerous man and a supporter of terrorism. But Gaddafi and Libya are pariahs no more, as the world's Alex Galifant explains.
Ronald Reagan called Colonel Gaddafi the mad dog of the Middle East. You don't hear that kind of talk anymore. Here's how State Department spokesman Sean McCormack announced Secretary Rice's visit.
It's the first time since 1953 that a U.S. Secretary of State has visited Libya. So if you think about this expanse of time, what has happened in that period of time, we've had a man land on the moon, had the internet, the Berlin Wall fall, and we've had 10 U.S. presidents.
An historic trip, then, and recent history between the two countries is at the root of it. Here's Condoleezza Rice talking before she left for Tripoli.
This comes out of an historic decision that Libya made to give up its weapons of mass destruction and to renounce terrorism.
That includes Libya's acceptance in 2003 of responsibility for the 1998 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie. 270 people were killed in that attack. Gaddafi's moves were hailed by President Bush and then UK Prime Minister Tony Blair. In return, US and UN sanctions on Libya were lifted, exactly what the Libyans had been hoping for, says David Welch. He's the State Department's top diplomat for the Middle East.
I think people in Libya saw that the way that they were pursuing their national interests was not going to work for them. That was causing them to pay an enormously high price for their country and for their people.
One sticking point remained, though. Tripoli had paid most of an agreed settlement for the families of victims of attacks linked to Libya, but it was holding out on a final installment. Some suggested that Tripoli was frustrated that not enough economic and political benefits were flowing to Libya from Washington. This month, David Welch negotiated a final agreement. It sets up a compensation fund for victims and ends all lawsuits against Tripoli pending in U.S. courts. The fund will also be used to compensate the relatives of Libyans killed by American missile strikes in 1986. Again, David Welch.
It will be sufficient, we hope, to cover all the cases on both sides. In the American case, the amount is $1.5 billion, and for the Libyan claims, $300 million.
For a Bush administration that, according to its critics, had until recently not put much stock in diplomacy, the Libyan turnabout represents a significant success. And David Welch argues that leaders in Iran should take note.
I would think that in Tehran, they should be sitting around their offices conducting an assessment of where their policy has led them and whether it's paying off or not. I think the Iranian people would say that their interests are not well served.
That's a realist's outlook, an American one anyway. One realist view from Libya comes from one of Colonel Gaddafi's sons. Saif al-Islam recently explained why his father had agreed to compensate victims of Libyan-sponsored terrorism.
Everything was clear in the resolution of the Security Council. Libya should, the Libyan government should do certain steps in order to get rid of that sanction. And without that, we were not able to get rid of that sanction. And that's why we abide by the rules of the game. The Americans and the British, they said, you have to satisfy the families. They told us, satisfy the families, and we will lift the sanction.
That kind of political calculation is in stark contrast to the emotions still attached to events like the Lockerbie bombing. Indeed, the families of some of the victims have complained that Secretary Rice's trip is taking place before Libya pays its full share of the compensation deal. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.